this Jeremy?
Yes, this is John.
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
Good. How you doing, bud?
Oh, so far so good. Above dirt and vertical, you know, Lord watching over.
I heard that.
Yeah, that's, we all need that these days, huh? I spend more time praying for others than myself nowadays. It's crazy.
Right.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you. She said you had some questions, like, about the listing or how it works.
Yeah, like, we've been actually, this has been a topic of discussion in our meetings when we're talking about, you know, what we can do advertising or marketing wise, but I haven't got too far into, you know, how I go about getting us more in the front running of when people search for, you know, for like swimming pools or outdoor living related stuff. Cause we don't just do swimming pools. We do everything you can imagine in a backyard. You know, outdoor kitchens, covered patios, turf, decking.
Oh, wow.
Landscape,
okay. Landscape design, hardscaping, really.
Yeah. So.
Gotcha.
I have the ability to do any of that.
Well, I'm glad that you guys are talking about it. I mean, Google advertising has been the most profitable way to market for the last, you know, 16 years. And,
right.
Anybody who's looking for the kind of work that you do is definitely going to want to see some stuff you've done in the past and make sure you have all the appropriate license and insurance and everything like that. And that's exactly what this does. You know, it puts you in, and not just as a top recommended option, so they're seeing you, but, it, you know, sites up there, work you've done in the past is on that, on your Google business profile. And then we do a Google verification. That also adds a lot of credibility to the business, lets them know we've verified all the appropriate documents. So that way it takes a lot of the headache out. And they could just focus on calling you and trying to figure out what the deal is.
Because we got established. I mean, we've been in the industry for probably 12 to 15 years.
Oh, wow.
We just started our own company, Blue Surf Designs, back in August of 2020.
Wow.
So we're going on 4 years there, and we haven't had the need to advertise. I mean, all of our business has been word of mouth, so, but.
Still would have been great if we would have started working on it back then. We'd have a lot more, like, reviews and branding and reputation built up, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, the immediate return on investment, I think, is why a lot of guys jump on this or they do these kind of things right away, but it's a long-term thing. I mean, the branding effects outweigh any short-term benefits, you know. When you get this pipeline of business, and good reviews and reoccurring customers, I've had guys where, you know, we work with them for 5 years and they just sell the whole book of business that they've built up on Google, the business name and everything. You know, $1 million, and they'll go retire. Realistically, you can say that the reputation is one of the most important things next to that book of business. So would have been nice.
Guys help with, like, managing the reviews and things of that nature as well?
Absolutely, yeah. We do review monitoring on all our clients. We try to keep your reputation as close to a 5-star as possible. You know.
I had a 5-star up until a couple of months ago, and the crazy thing about it is this lady that posted a review, we've never even done any work with her, so I don't know who this lady is.
Yeah, those are the ones that we usually would get removed because you can't verify that they've actually done any work. But unfortunately, she wrote it before we were able to get into the Google business profile as a manager and implement that review monitoring. So that one will probably stick. But while you're using our services moving forward, we're able to verify, you know, who's an actual client through your tracking system with us. And then if somebody's not an actual client, we can get those expunged. And Google has that there, so that way your competitors can't just hop on there and start bashing it, say, say you're no good and stuff like that, put 20 bad ones on there, you know?
Yeah, because I reported it as whatever their terminology was on there. But
yeah.
I don't even know Princess who to call.
Granick. Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
I see it there. Never responds to emails or phone calls. Oh, God. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I'll do the job. She's going to comment on doing a job and everything else on here is good. And you never even did any work.
I've tried to figure out who this lady is. I can't figure it out.
Yeah, it looks suspicious, though. I mean, how many people naming their kid Princess? You know?
So.
Yeah, not like the kind of people you probably want to work with anyway. They're delusional. All right,
yeah.
Let me see here. Let me see if I can find a Princess Granick anywhere. There's a Darina Granick I found. And Deborah Granick.
Nope.
He was born in 63. Yeah. I'm not seeing anything for Princess Granick. It's all coming up Darina. Darina Granick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, nevertheless, reputation's still pretty solid.
Yeah, because, like, man, our projects, you know, for a swimming pool, covered patio.
Oh, it's beautiful. All the backyards you do look good. And I can
like
see
outdoor
online.
Kitchen. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're in a backyard for 2.5-3 months, so to get a review like that.
Yeah, like you're seeing my face, smiling in my face every day for 3 months, and you're going to go write something
right.
bad. It's probably not going to happen, you know? We're sitting there making sure your dream's coming true, and then you go write something like that. So, I mean, Google does a good job, though, kind of threading through these guys on our qualified candidates list anyway. I mean, if we had any concerns about you, we definitely wouldn't be calling you. Or if they had any concerns about you, they wouldn't be calling you about putting you on the first page and recommending you to more people, you know. So,
right.
But I won't be able to expunge that. But to answer your question, moving forward, if you do end up using our services today, you know, we can definitely get in there and make sure that never happens again. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about your website? I mean, I like the pictures and everything, but the white background is kind of plain.
It's that we're kind of in the process of working with getting everything. We just got that set up just to have a website for people to divert to. To be honest with you, most of our clients follow our stories and our feeds on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's where a lot of our leads are generated is from Instagram.
Hmm.
But the website could probably use some work. It's just a templated thing from, like, I think GoDaddy or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could tell. I mean, it's simple, but not bad. The best part is the pictures. I mean, yeah, I guess the website is pretty simple because if you put these pictures on another site, I'm sure you could probably make it look a lot better.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't see a Facebook business page for you anywhere. You just have Instagram, no Facebook?
We got a Facebook, but my partner handles all of the posts to Facebook. And he said that something happened with the page, like it got blocked or something. So he's working on getting all that released.
Gotcha. They suspend it if it's a discrepancy anywhere, like your name, address, phone number, or website, and they put it on a hold until they can verify that they're actually giving people the right information. The business profiles are sensitive on all the platforms, and that's mainly because of Google, though. Okay. All right, so I found everything I need to find for you. Now let's just see what we can do to complete it. So this, you're going landscape design. I mean, custom pools and custom patios could still be a keyword. We give you about 15 different keywords at a time, but you're kind of more in the hardscape landscape design because it doesn't matter if it's a backyard. If somebody wants their front yard remodeled like that and put a fountain in, turf and things, you'd still be able to do it, right?
So, I mean, absolutely, but what I'll lead with is, so our bread and butter is obviously the swimming pools, the covered patios, the outdoor kitchens, all of our hardscapes that we typically do, you know, whether it be concrete or paver style decking, turf, you know, we do all that in the backyard setups. So our goal is we'll generate a lead based off of an outdoor kitchen or covered patio, because sometimes people just don't want a swimming pool.
Yeah.
But it gets us into the backyard. And what I find is once we're in the yard, we close pretty much everything we get in front of. And that leads to, you know, well, hey, what about this? Here's some landscape. What about low voltage lighting? So our bread and butter with the pools, the covered patios, the outdoor kitchens automatically already lead us to landscape and lighting. So I just don't want to get flooded with a whole bunch of landscape and lighting jobs, because realistically, price-wise and profit-wise...
Yeah, you're not pushing a mower.
Right. I'm better to get in there to build the kitchen and the patio, and if they want landscape, then I can certainly upsell them and do that.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even recommend landscape at all as a keyword. It would be landscape design, which is basically just a softer way of saying hardscaping, you know. But I know that's something that people look at. But I don't want you cutting, you know, reindeer out of trees come Christmas time, you know. That's not... That ain't it. Okay, so custom pools, outdoor kitchens. Those ones seem to be good keywords. Hardscape. I mean, give you about 15 keywords. The major benefit to you, though, and the main thing you want to do is get the positioning. Once you have the positioning, you can customize it to what you like. So that way you're only showing up for the services that you provide and the areas you want to be found in. And then that way all the calls that you want, you know, are all the customers are ones that you'll want. They'll actually be qualified opportunity, not somebody just wasting your time.
Right.
So, but there's a package that I could offer you here, and they told me to offer you a prepay option, so I'll offer you that too, and it saves you a little bit more when you prepay a couple months in advance. And anything we do is going to be done with the intent to try to work with you long term, you know, so we'd want to drive as much opportunity to you if we could land a big fish early on, and that really helps us work together long term. But they're telling me I could put you on what's called a platinum bundle, and you'll see companies like Madrid Custom Patios doing this. Same thing with Southern Wind Pools. But the platinum package, they want $499 usually for up to a 50-mile radius from your address that they pin verify. What I'm thinking I could do, if you want to come on board with us today, month to month, I can get you that same package with the free custom website design upgrade. I could reduce it down to just $299 month to month.
Is that month to month?
Yeah, we'll get in there and unsuspend your Facebook and run some ads through that Facebook too, to not just get it unsuspended, but start driving some traffic through there too. And that'll all be a part of the $299 pricing structure. There's no other lead fees, click fees, or call fees. But what they were telling me I could do on the prepay options, if you want to do like a 3-month prepay, you actually save another $200 over the next 3 months. It brings it out to $700 for 3 months.
Well, let me ask you this, man. So we're a smaller boutique. I mean, we are a true custom builder.
Mm.
Like, none of our projects are the same. I mean, you can look at all of our pictures. They're all totally custom to the backyard.
Yeah, and I know you were saying it takes you months on end sometimes, too. That's the thing. When you do such quality work like that and you're getting in there, I mean, one job is going to lock you up for a while.
So it's me and my partner, and then of course, you know, I have every substrate you can imagine that have to carry, you know, the same general liability insurance that we carry. So all of my subs that I've been using for the past 12, 15 years. But what I guess what I'm leading to is for a 50-mile radius, that covers a lot of territory in the area that I'm in. We try to target and stay in this, you know, McKinney, Allen, Frisco, Salina, Prosper. We try to stay within this corridor because when we, like right now, I've got bulls in Arlington, Mansfield, and Fort Worth, and just to get to my Fort Worth bull, it's an hour and 45 minutes from where I'm
at. Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, you know, that brings up
every day
half of my day, half of my day every time I'm up there. So,
there and back.
Is there, like, what would the 50-mile radius cover from the 75072 zip code?
Yeah, it's a pretty broad service area, but I wanted to tell you, so 50, that radius that I throw out there is the maximum, because usually business owners want to know what's the full extent of what this covers for the price. But what actually happens is when we sign you up, you go into a client interview where they go over your keywords with you. We have recommendations, gotcha. But you pick the final one, and they also will customize your territory as well. So if you're gotcha. Saying, hey, I want to specifically target these areas, I don't want to go to this part of town. I have guys do that all the time. Is, hey, I don't want to go to downtown or this area, you know, and we cut right. it out. So it's a geo-targeted area on the map there where they have to be conducting the search within that area. Their IP address has to fall within that area in order to actually have you show up on their screen as the top option. So that's gotcha. What I was saying. We get in there and customize it and tailor it to your business. So that way when you're getting calls, we want to avoid calls that are going to be wasting your time. I want you to talk to somebody 20, 30 minutes and find out that it's too far away or not an ideal prospect.
Gotcha. Do you mind if I get my partner on the phone real quick?
Sure.
Because this is definitely something we've been talking about, and rather than you having to explain this twice, I would rather get him on right now if I can get him on.
Yeah, no problem. It's always better that way. As long as you guys know what we're doing, it makes it a lot easier for us too.
Yeah, let me see if I can chime him in. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, John, you there?
Yep, I'm still here with you.
Alright, hold on. Let's see here. He might be on an appointment. I'll give him a couple of minutes, see if he responds here. Usually answers right away, but anyway, so the Platinum Bundle, that will include what, custom website, anything we need to do to spiff that up and get that to par?
No, I mean, we'll just need your guys' cooperation as far as being able to access that domain name, unless you want a whole nother domain name, but we prefer to use the domain you already have in case there's like a business card floating around, or I don't know if you have a decal on the side of the vehicle or somebody already has that. We don't want that one to just die off and create another one.
Yeah, because we're actually going through we didn't anticipate our business catapulting as fast as it did. I mean, we literally opened, got all of our paperwork back from the state and our EIN numbers and all that stuff. We got all that established.
You guys should send those in too, actually. It's part of the Google verification. You got to send that stuff over.
Okay, here he is. Let me chime him in here.
Okay.
Hey, John, you there, bud?
Yeah, I'm still here with you, Jeremy.
Okay, so I got my business partner, Leo, on the other line. Leo, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, Leo.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good, good, good. My name's John. I'm a director here at a company called Local Splash. We're a premier Google partner out of Southern California. We're right next to the Google headquarters here in Orange County. Gotcha. And I was reaching out, well, one of my agents reached out to Jeremy here about listing Blue Surf Designs LLC on the first page of the Google search results for McKinney and surrounding areas. And we've been having an in-depth conversation about how we customize the campaign and make sure that you guys are getting qualified customers and just paint the picture on how Google advertising is going to drive traffic to you guys and get you in position to land more jobs, get more prospects, and he wanted to bring you on the line and make sure you understand exactly what we're doing, and then if you have any questions or concerns, that we get those addressed.
Oh man, I know how it kind of works with the old companies that we used to work with. They were kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah, very popular.
But we've kind of dried up our leads are kind of dried up on our website. We don't get a lot of foot traffic. We don't get a lot of foot traffic on our website. So
yeah, so definitely solve that problem. We were actually talking about doing a custom website design, because the work that you guys do and the pictures that you have on there is so beautiful, but the website itself is just very generic. It's kind of like a blank white page with a bunch of your guys' work on it, and we're talking about giving that an overhaul, giving it a facelift, making it look a lot more presentable, but then also having that attached to the Google business profile that these potential customers are going to see on Google. So they'll be able to see your reviews. You guys got a 4.6 with 11 right now. Obviously we want to build on that, but they'll see it.
Man, and also I'm not sure how, like, there's a review on there. I never even worked with the client or even like
We discussed it, Princess.
It looks fake.
And I was assuring Jeremy here, Leo, that we have review monitoring in place. So while you guys are using our services, if it's not a verified customer, they won't be able to do things like that anymore. I won't be able to get her expunged. I mean, we could still put in the disputes, and maybe Google will pass it through. But I just know that when we're actively inside the Google business profile and we dispute them on our end, it goes through a lot quicker. It's about a 99% rate versus if you have one from before that we're trying to expunge, and maybe we can't get a hold of that person or they're not a verified client, it's a little bit more difficult. But we did discuss that and having the review monitoring moving forward. But what we don't want to do is start over from scratch, and that would be the only other option, is if you wanted to just start from zero. I'd rather leave the 11 up there with that one up there, and we could still dispute it and see if it falls off here. But then moving forward, we have review monitoring in place so that can't happen again. And that's something you're going to want, especially when we're putting you on the first page and you're getting an increase of visibility and traffic. We don't want like a competitor trying to bash you or like this situation here, where it sounds like she's just upset that she couldn't get a hold of you guys. You were probably already working on a project.
Right. No, which is weird. I don't even know, like, who she could have been. That's the thing, is like,
I did look up some names, and the only name that I found, let me go back here. It was something with the last name. I think it was like Deborah Durka, I believe it was. Where did I go? Where was it? Yeah, Deborah Durka. I don't know if that rings a bell to you. Jeremy, I don't think it was ringing a bell to Jeremy, but I don't know if you came across somebody with that name before.
Maybe I can check on my messages and on my...
Yeah, but it's not a client, so it's someone that... I mean, she's just upset you guys aren't getting back to her, so maybe she inquired about something. You know, we have a tracking system that we give all of our clients. I can't imagine you have it now, so it would probably be real hard to kind of follow up, see who that actually was, but... When you're with us, you know, you have that tracking system that'll pipeline all the calls and the leads that you get while you're using our services. And so, you know, I know if you guys had that tracking system, it'd be real easy to go in there and just type her name in. So that's another tool that we'll have to just make your guys' life a lot easier. It's more than just being on that first page, but it's just having all the, we call them CRMs and apps, and it's client relationship management. And that's all built into the tracking system, and just makes things easier. If you guys are missing calls, you'd be able to go in and, you know, get their number, call them back, follow up with them. When you guys are finished on jobs, you send them a link to the Google Business profile through that tracking system and app. And they'll be able to leave the star rating and write a little review on you guys. So we have a lot of other things in there that are going to help make your guys' life easier as a business owner and marketing yourself online. Than just the first page placement, but the first page placement's the money maker. I mean, it's what most people are using nowadays when they're looking for a trusted contractor. And we do a Google verification and puts a little badge on there and lets them know you guys are Google verified and you got all your license, your insurance and everything. So it really separates you from the pack. And then we're also going to list you like very specifically for the services you provide. So they're going to have to type in like custom pools, outdoor kitchens as the phrase, and they have to be in an area that you guys are willing to go to when we customize the kit in order to even get your number. So we have a way of kind of making sure that the leads that you and Jeremy are getting are qualified opportunities, you know. And then obviously the review monitoring and the tracking system. We also do some Facebook advertising for you guys too. So we'll build and host a Facebook business profile and run some ads through it. You can get traffic through that. So, I mean, I've kind of looked at the stuff you guys have online for the business now, and I feel like we'll be able to turn it to like a one-stop shop for you as far as online advertising is concerned. And you guys can save yourself some money by not investing in pay-per-lead or click-or-call type situations anymore where you're getting charged for stuff that might not have turned into a client, you know.
Right, right. It's more of a service-based, monthly service, whatever you get type.
Yep.
And we can see what's effective.
Exactly.
My Facebook... I don't know, I guess, I think it's just, we may just be too generic, I guess, you know, like everything's just very too, like, open for interpretation, so I think a lot of the leads I get.
I don't blame you guys for that one. I mean, it's pretty time consuming, you know, and it sounds to me like the projects are taking you guys a month, 2 months at a time, so I'm not surprised if it gets neglected, but I think that's a large part of having our services here. On a month-to-month basis, you got a team of professionals back there, you know, making sure that, you know, you guys are presentable and that you're being found by these potential prospects and give them the tools they need to do their research and feel assured, you know, make sure they could see your Google verified, see your photos on your website, you got a nice website, give them all the peace of mind. So that way, by the time they do call you, you know, it's basically ready to go if it fits within your guys' schedule. You know, we don't want to waste your time, you know. with things that aren't actual opportunities. So it'll maximize your exposure, but it'll also kind of thread through it a little bit and make sure that it's not, there's no nonsense contacting you.
Right, right. Well, I guess what's it cost, man? Like, what are we talking here?
Yeah, so I pulled some numbers from some other companies in the area. It was like Southern Wind Pools and another one. Normally we charge $499 for this, but, and that's for a 50-mile radius. I was telling Jeremy you can customize this service area though. But I was thinking I can reduce the rate for you guys down to just $299. So that way you're getting everything for about $10 a day. If you think about that, I mean, imagine hiring somebody to do the marketing, host a website, do all these things for you in-house. You know, you got to pay them, you know, minimum wage, 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
You're probably spending
just kind of
a day or two.
Yeah. I guess we can kind of monitor and see if we get more leads that way, huh?
Yeah.
Do you think we'll get more leads organically on Google right away?
100%. Yeah, we're a Google partner. So Google creates a qualified candidates list and sends it over to us. And I noticed what they do is they kind of look for guys that are going to turn into long-term situations. Like I have guys, I have a roofer in the DFW area I've worked with for 10 years now. I signed him up in 2014. And obviously a smart business owner is not going to keep paying you month after month for 10 years if they're not seeing good results from it. So you guys are just in a high traffic area for what you do. And, you know, that always helps. There's a lot of people who look up the services that you offer. And so the kind of work you do, I mean, if we could nail down one job in the first month, I mean, Jeremy was telling some of your projects take like 2 months. They're probably almost $100,000 or more. You know, it'll pay for itself for the next 10 years.
No, except, yeah, if we get one job in the next 5 months, it'll pay for itself, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was telling him, like, the with guys and this. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Leo. I think I'm cutting you off. There's a delay in the line. Oh, did I lose you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sorry. Oh, there you are. No, no worries. I felt like I was cutting you off. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. No.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay. No, I was telling Jeremy, like, the common trend that we see for larger contractors is they usually run these campaigns like 6 months, a year at a time. That's why it's been so long since we've even had an opening in this area. It's been about 14 months since we could even have a conversation about first page placement. There's only three guys that show for the area. If you look up custom pools, you see that map next to it, and there's three companies. So, you know, usually we can only reach out when we have an opening within our company. We don't want to have more than the allotted positions. But we had a $299 was what I was offering for a month to month, but we have like a 3 month option that you guys can do. It's $750 and it saves you about $150 over the next 3 months. There's a 6 month prepay that you can do with the discounted pricing structure. It comes out to $1,300. That'll save you about $500 over the next 6 months, even at the $299 pricing structure month to month. That's going to save you $500. And then there's a year prepay that you can do. The year prepay, they ask for $2,500 for the year. That'll lock you guys up on that first page up until July 1st of next year. And that's going to save you $1,100 over the course of the year. So, and that's usually the common trend we see. These guys, you know, you're going to want to advertise long-term. You want to think long-term about it. Like Jeremy was telling me, you guys started in 2020, and you didn't start talking about marketing till now. And with that, where that kind of bites us in the butt is we would have had 4 years of, you know, reviews and reputation that you guys would build up. And if you ever want to retire right off into the sunset, you know, that reputation and that book of business that you built up over the last 4 years is what you would be selling to somebody else to take a hold of. So it's definitely something to not continue to put on the back burner and neglect, you know.
No, yeah, I mean, I just never, I guess we went into this thing and people kind of know Jeremy and they know my designs and they, you know, we were like pretty much a word of mouth type company and, you know, but now I was telling Jeremy, like, we have to pivot. It's like, you know, these leads aren't coming in as fast as they used to. And they're also not, they're just, you know, the business isn't what it used to be, man. Like during COVID and during all that stuff, like,
oh yeah,
it was super plentiful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People were just wanting to do what we wanted to do because of the pandemic, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to be trapped in my house. I want a nice backyard. You know, that's exactly, I already have a nice backyard, but yeah, that's it got utilized the most at that time. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because people didn't want to travel. They were just like, yeah, you know, let's make the most of this right here. And so it worked out. But then, you know, obviously with any business, man, like you got to pivot. You got to adjust. You got to make changes. You got to, you know, make adjustments and stuff to anything you're doing, because then otherwise you don't grow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We just didn't grow. That's our problem.
Yeah,
I
think, again, you know, I don't want to beat you up about it, but I think putting it on the back burner kind of nips you in the butt too. When you talk about the pandemic and then, you know, you guys already kind of having a client base established. I know there was probably a few people that fell through the cracks that are going, let me call Jeremy. And then they probably, where's his number? Let me look up the company, you know, and they go and they're not seeing anything. And so they end up, okay, if I want to get this done, I gotta find somebody else. And then they end up, you know, you lose those guys. So that's why it's not just about the immediate, but the long-term branding effects of just having that reputation out there definitely helps, even from old people, you know, just to reconnect and, from your old clients, and the new ones.
John, what does that platinum bundle cover? Like, say if we did a 6 month option,
mm-hmm.
3 or 6 month option, can you take us down the bullet points of kind of what the platinum bundle covers?
Yeah. So the platinum bundle is going to get you that Google Place displacement. It's highly sought after on the first page of Google. These ones are highly sought after because you don't have to pay per click or call or lead, right? So you know exactly what you're spending. That's the major benefit to you as a Google partner. That's why we're reaching out to you today. That'll get you the 50-mile radius and the 15 keywords listed for. You can select those. But also you'll be on the first page of Bing. Bing is the second most popular search engine in the world. They have a top 5 recommendation on theirs, and they pull from the Google's top 3 guys here in Google Places for their top 5. So you'll be there as well. We also provide Facebook ads in this package. So I wasn't able to actually locate the business Facebook page. I tried to find it here for you guys. I didn't see anything. But if you don't have one, we'll recreate a new one for you. And we do a biweekly posting on that, and we run Facebook ads through that. So that's 3 platforms right there that'll be able to generate leads for you, new job opportunities. Facebook's commonly used just because it's like Instagram. It's just really good at kind of documenting a lot of photos and things like that. And then also there's Amazon Alexa voice search results. If they're on an Amazon Alexa voice device, and like, hey Alexa, find me, you know, a custom pool builder. And you guys will be a top option there. They give you 3. Oh, my Amazon went off. My Alexa went off here. She's listening to me in the office here. Yeah, that was funny. She started talking back
to me. Pop it down, Alexa.
Yeah, start sending me some pool builders in the area. And then there's also a popular directory submission that we do for you, Jeremy. So the directories are things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa. I already went over that one, but there's up to 60 directories that you could opt in or out of. I wouldn't recommend opting into all of them. Some of them are kind of useless. I tell them, you know, take them out of there. I feel like some of the guys in there might leak phone numbers and information of the business owners too. So I try to just stick with the main ones of like Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack. And then if you guys want to add the other ones, we give you the option to do that if you want to opt into it. But it's kind of overkill, in my opinion. But the whole point of all this with a Platinum Bundle is to be like a one-stop shop for all your guys' online advertising needs where, you know, we have all your bases covered. We don't want you to have to go to a different avenue or have 10 bills floating around, you know. And that's why I offered the custom website design for you, so that way you don't have to go pay a separate website guy, get a new website built, or have an extra hosting fee for your site. You know, we take care of all those things for you. And then also there's an in-depth tracking system that you guys have. It comes in the form of an app. So I know right now both of you are probably going, wow, this is a lot of stuff that we got to host or think about or maintain. And that app has it all right there. You guys can both download it and have your own username and password, and it'll save your whole pipeline and book of business. So you'll have all the records of calls that you've gotten from Google and Bing on there and Facebook on there. You'll have their number and what they were looking for. And you even have recordings if they use the click-to-call feature on the mobile device and call you directly from there. Like I said, they type in custom pools on their phone and they call you guys right off there and push that phone button. It'll actually have recordings in there. So you guys can go in there and hear that. And you could also request reviews from those clients. And at the end of the day, let's say we fast forward and you guys were to sell the business one day, you got an offer for it. You know, you have that whole pipeline of business in there, those records, and go back from when you guys start working with us. And then you have all that reputation that we've built up. And so that...
Why does this sound too good to be true, though? I've gotten a lot of, I'm not going to lie, man, I've gotten a lot of, like, texts or messages from people that kind of do these services and stuff, and I just kind of, like, don't pay attention to them because I always think they're just, like, spamming stuff. But,
yeah,
like, I mean, it sounds awesome, man.
Yeah. It's proven. I mean, it's been around for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I know the old company that we used to work for, they had to do this too.
Yeah.
But, Jeremy, whatever it is that you're comfortable doing, man, I'm totally in, only because I think we would be able to track it, because we're not getting any foot traffic on our website, like I can tell. So anything that we would get would literally be coming from this.
So. I mean, what do you think from a time standpoint? John, do you have a recommendation of when you start kind of seeing a turnaround? Like, is there 3 months, 6 months?
We always say give it a quarter. I would always recommend give it a quarter to evaluate. Because you're in one of those industries where it's not like, it's not a quick flip, I guess you can say. It's not like you're a plumber, you know, you get a call from plumbing, you go out there same day, knock it out, job's done, money's there.
Right.
You know, so to actually complete a project and actually see like transaction and financial proof of the benefit of it, you know, you're gonna want to give it three to six months realistically. I would say we could have you posted within the first month, and you'll probably maybe even get some calls. But if it's taking you, you know, a month, 2 months to complete each project because of the kind of work that you guys do, you know, you're gonna want to run it for, you know, at least a quarter to half the year. What I can say, though, is that there's really not a better time of the year to start something like this. And the sun starts beating down on people. This is the peak time of the year.
Honestly, I think it might actually be a lot quicker than that we see. Well, only because, like I said, we don't have leads.
It can, Leo. But what I'm prone to do... What I'm prone to do, because I've been doing this for 10 years, and I like to underpromise.
Right.
I like to underpromise,
right.
because a lot of guys are going month by month or 3 months or 6 months, and I go, okay, well, if I tell him 3 and he sees results in 1, I got a happy customer. Versus if I tell a guy, hey, you know, it's going to take a month and it takes 45 days, you know, before they're starting getting stuff going. And so what I'm invested in is this turning into something long term. That's the whole point of Google having this partner program, is they want you guys to be with us long term. We want to have basically handle your guys' online marketing and make sure it's taken care of for years until you close your doors, not just for a month or two. You know, that's really our end goal. And that's why Google is such a monopoly, is because you got so many business owners in the United States that are invested in being on the first page of the search results, a top option for their community. And those guys all are paying some kind of dollar amount to Google at the end of the day. So,
well, man, I'm comfortable with either one, Leo. I'm comfortable with 3 months, or I'm even comfortable with 6 months, because it just saves us more money. But
6 months for $1,350, $500.
I mean, for $1,350, 6 months, using somebody backed by Google, if it don't work in 6 months, it ain't gonna work for us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And the website's included too.
So I just didn't want to make any of these decisions without you. So
it's all good, but it's good, man.
Yeah, and Leo, I'm going to, or if you have a pen and paper, I'm going to send over my contact information directly. So you and Jeremy, moving forward, if you have questions, comments, or concerns, I'm still here with you guys. We also have a 24/7 customer service department here as a Google partner. So even if it's after hours or on the weekends, you dial the same number, you hit extension 1, and you know, you guys always have help here making sure that everything's going smooth.
Gotcha. So, John, what was your last name?
My last name's Hill, H-I-L-L.
And what's the contact number for you?
Our company line is 877-635-6225. I just texted that to you as well, Jeremy. And then you got to hit extension 544 if you want to call me directly.
Okay.
I texted you from that line there too. Yeah, and it's going to be attached to every text and email that you get from us. So I'm going to send you a service agreement where everything's outlined in writing for the 6 months, and then you're also going to get your Google verification form. I need you to fill that out actually and send that in. It's going to ask you for like license, insurance, and things like that. And then you're also going to get the login credentials. And I can have those sent over to Leo, too, actually, right now. Leo, you with me?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, what's your last name?
Duran.
Duran. And your phone number?
And my actual name is Braulio, B-R-A-U-L-I-O. But I go by Leo. But, my phone number is 414.
Okay.
238-1876.
1876.
That's also another question I had. I mean, like, whenever we, like, that's the number that we have programmed into, like, the software and stuff, or the website, mm-hmm. for people to contact, but it isn't an area code from the Metroplex. Like, mm-hmm. do you recommend I get, like, another line with, like,
good that
the
you
number
said that.
From...
I noticed that on the website, it's got your number, Braulio. Okay.
Yep, and it's a Milwaukee area code. It's a Wisconsin area code. So.
I'm surprised I didn't catch that. Talking to Jeremy. Yeah, I'm looking at the site right now. Let me see what I can do for you guys since we're doing this 6 month. I'm going to see if I can throw in this Google Voice number so that way you don't have to get a whole nother phone number. And what they'll do is they'll put a line up there that looks like a local phone number, and we'll put that on the custom website design too, but it'll forward to you guys. So we'll have it forward to Leo first, since it looks like he's the one answering those calls based on how you guys have it on the site now. And then if you don't answer, mm-hmm. then instead of forwarding it to voicemail, it'll push it over to Jeremy. And then if Jeremy doesn't answer, then it'll just save in the tracking system. So if you guys don't answer those calls, then you still have the tracking system. You can go in there and call them back. That way you know that random number is somebody calling you from Google. It'll help you separate your prospects from your personal calls, because you'll know that if they're dialing that Google Voice number, that it'll say right on your caller ID that it's coming from Google. And you know it's a
potential customer. Since I've done that too, I've been getting a lot of spam calls. Sucks.
Since you put it
on the website.
Oh yeah. That's why you want that tracking number too. Sometimes what we do with the tracking numbers is we put press one dialer system. So that way it has to be like a live human being that press one now to be connected to Blue Surf Designs LLC, you know, and then they press that and it'll take them over there. And then you guys start getting the calls from it. So that way it eliminates the spam and the robocall type situation. You know, it has to be a live person on the other end.
Yeah, it helps filter everything.
Yeah, and just credibility, too. I mean, it just sounds more professional. They call you, and it's not a personal line. It actually sounds like a company they're calling, you know. That always helps, too.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to create the Google Business Profile. You guys do already have a Google Business Profile. We just got to submit it for verification. Looks good with the reviews. Also, it could probably do like a Google Guarantee campaign with you here after a couple months of working with us as a Google partner. I'll reach out to you and see how you guys feel about that. It is a pay-per-lead service, but those guys are at the very, very top of the screen, like right when you finish the search. We actually answer those calls and pre-screen them for you, and then we call you with the customer on the line. They only charge you the lead fee if you accept the lead or agree to go out and give them a quote on that job opportunity. So obviously that's something for the future. But Jeremy, what's your last name?
Pecina, P-E-C-I-N-A.
Okay. And you guys are, who's the primary? Is Jeremy the primary owner and then Braulio or Leo, you're the secondary? Are you guys 50-50?
No, we're 50-50.
Yeah.
Okay. So Braulio, you got full access to everything here. And we're going to save your phone number. I'm not going to have this phone number posted, though. I'm just going to request Google Voice, and then so you guys get that tracking number. And then, Jeremy, this 469-634-6020 is the best phone number for me to get a hold of you if need be?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And then what's the primary business email address for you guys? I'm going to send everything in writing.
Oh, well, I've got my email, which is jeremy@bluesurfdesigns.com, and then Leo's is Braulio, B-R-A-U-L-I-O, @bluesurfdesigns.com.
Okay. That's funny. I have a friend growing up out here named Braulio. We never called him Leo. I don't know why. Braulio Soto. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah,
I like it.
People just call me B most of the time, but, you know, Braulio also.
Okay.
Nobody calls me Braulio except for my partner.
Noted. So. I got you. Well, I won't call you anything out of your name or what you're asking to be called, so Leo it is.
He's been called much worse, I promise you.
Me too. Yeah, that's just part of life. Mostly from my dad. He was a jerk. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then Google's gonna send you guys this pin in the mail here. You only gotta do this one time for as long as you own the business. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, and you'll have a little badge and a check mark that lets them know you're a Google verified contractor once you get the 5-digit pin on the back of this and you guys complete that verification form I'm gonna send over. But what's the street address that I could send the pin to?
Leo, how do you wanna do this?
I don't know. I think you should use for the business, like where the business is pinned.
Yeah, so I can hide the address though, you guys. I don't have to display your address up there. It's just to receive that pin in the mail.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can send that to. Is it okay if they send that to you?
No, send it to you, because I'll be out of here in the next 2 weeks, dude.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, send it to 525.
Okay.
Wood Drive, W-O-O-D Drive.
And then Gunter?
That's Gunter, Texas, 75058.
75058, okay. Jinx.
So, not to make anything any more complicated, but I feel like this is probably important to mention, I guess, is I just got a divorce, and so everything is finalized. And, like, so my house has been, like, the primary
name for a while.
We're good. Everything's kind of signed off, and everything is the attorney general that, you know, my business is my business. She's not, you know, kind of thinking.
I see where you're going, though, Leo. So I'm going to request a name, address, and phone number cleanup. And just to confirm, the old address is 2405 Joliet Place.
Yep. Yeah, I might have to change that.
I got you.
That's what I was trying to do, I guess.
Yeah, we'll do it for you. We'll do a name, address, and phone number cleanup. But anything online that you already have it on, like I found it when I look up the address, I see the Home Advisor listing pops up with that. There was a Yelp listing, but that one looks like it's not active. So I can clean up the Yelp one, but you're going to have to call Home Advisor and get that expunged or removed. They shouldn't even have your address up there to begin with, actually. You should tell those guys to just take that down.
Well, I think that's linked through Angie Leads, because we literally just got signed up with Angie Leads within the last week and a half.
Yeah, Home Advisor is the parent company. So Home Advisor owns Angie's Leads. It used to be Angie's List, but they got bought out.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you want to call Angie and let them know to get Leo's address off of there.
So how does that work, John? Like, all of our documentation from the establishment of the business, all of the stuff with the government, like 2405 Joliet Place is our business address as of right now, paperwork-wise.
Yeah, that's fine. So this is more for the verification, and then the stuff online, you just don't want it to be online. Any stuff that you have registered with the state, that's you and them. I mean, if the state's coming after you, you guys are ducking your taxes or something. They don't even have state tax in Texas, so you should be fine.
No.
Yeah, you guys are good. It's just more, we don't want it displayed for the general public. We don't want people showing up to your doorstep uninvited or something, you know?
Right.
That's much what I... Yeah.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. I'll do the name, address, and phone number cleanup. And then same thing with this address you just gave me, Jeremy. It's not going to be displayed. It might say Gunner, Texas, 75058 on your Google business profile, but the street address will be hidden. You don't have to worry about anybody showing up at your door or anything like that.
Yeah, no worries.
All right. So I got everything completed here. Let's schedule this client interview. Client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or if you have extra questions. What do you think would be the best time for you to do a client interview?
Leo, what do you?
I'm good, man. You tell me. You're moving around, so.
I mean, I can make whatever work. Can we do tomorrow, say, I don't know, say 1 o'clock?
Tomorrow at 1?
Yeah.
You think you'll be able to join us for that, Leo?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's actually going to be with one of my representatives here, but I'll call you guys first and introduce you, and then they'll jump on the line and go through the setup. Now, it's pretty easy stuff, mostly general knowledge information, but where my only concern and why I want you to